This is the great one. Cynical Libertarian Society, CYNLIBSOC.com. I'm here with a very brief anarchy moment. I had a thought today. I have thoughts every day. That's what happens when you're an anarchist. You have to think for yourself. You don't have the state to tell you what to believe. But recently I had watched a number of videos on YouTube. Stefan Molyneux did a response to, you know, six questions anarchists or libertarians can't answer, and he's done some stuff like that before. You know, and there's always these people going on saying, well, if anarchy is so great, if libertarianism is so great, how come there's no country that uses libertarianism if it's so great? And of course, the standard, the response, Stefan Molyneux went into very elaborate lengths. I mean, the simple response is that if you have libertarianism, true libertarianism, if you have anarchy, you can't have a state. You can't have a nation, because anarchy, by definition, is the absence of the state. Now, some people are going to argue about nation versus state, and I get that. That's a longer conversation that I'm not having right now, but I might have in the near future. But here was my anarchy thought that just occurred to me this morning as I was out walking around in the heat, coming back home, getting ready to eat some delicious pie. Oh, The Rock likes pie. Yeah, pie. For those of you who are fucking statist, for those of you who are so fucking stupid that you say shit like, well, if libertarianism is so great, how come there ain't no country that uses it? Here's a question for you. If libertarianism, or anarchy, whichever you want to call it, if anarchy doesn't work, if anarchy will fail, if anarchy just can't do the job like you think it can't, why is it that the government and the state are so terrified to let people try it? If anarchy is doomed to fail, why is the government so terrified, like the Free State New Hampshire people? Right? If what they're trying to do is so destined to fail, why is their movement constantly watched by the federal government? Why are they infiltrated by CIA and FBI operatives? Why is it that every year after they have Pork Fest, they're, you know, surrounded by federal agents watching everything they do? And then after Pork Fest is over, the federal agents go in and try to intimidate the people who own the campgrounds where Pork Fest is held at, right? I mean, if anarchy is so destined to fail, why doesn't the government just come out and say, hey, anarchist, here's this 200 square miles of land out here in this national forest. You can go in there and create your anarchist society, and we're just going to watch as it all falls apart. And then this is going to prove that you guys, your shit doesn't work and you need us. If anarchy doesn't work, why is the federal government, the state governments, the state, the corporations, the colleges, the governments, the media, and of course those of you, the sheeple, who engage in the horizontal enforcement. If anarchy doesn't work, why are you so fucking terrified to let anybody try it?